Welcome to the Envisions podcast for the end of day 19. And unfortunately, most of our team is left for the day, but I'm here with Cody. Say hi, Cody.
How's it going?
And we're celebrating the fact that we conquered 53.6 kilometers today to catch up because we were a little behind yesterday. Did you hear that bad news?
Yeah, slackers.
It was bad news, Bears.
Biggest day today?
Biggest day, hardest day, longest day.
All right, just checking. Can we save that for the second last? Makes sense.
Makes perfect sense to me. We always save the most important things for last. So yesterday was a bad day because I sprained my ankle. Did you have injuries when you were doing this?
I did, yeah.
Big ones that you were worried about?
A lot of big ones I was worried about.
Right.
Yeah.
And you dealt with them?
Because you have to, you don't have a choice.
Because you have to, because when you set a goal and you make a plan and you follow through on it...
You gotta finish.
There's no wiggle room.
Nope. No, you're not, especially when you're accountable.
Accountable is a big part of a big project. Mm-hmm. This isn't like the 100-mile race that you're just doing for you.
When you're doing it for other people, then, well, it's not up to you anymore because it's bigger than you.
That's right. And you're not convincing yourself you can do it, you're... more convincing other people that you can do it and that you feel good, even if you feel like crap. And P.S., I feel like crap.
Just smile.
Just smile and nod. So there is exactly 21.9 kilometers left tomorrow of the Bruce Trail. You've seen these kilometers. What are they like?
Interesting. A lot different than the rest of the Bruce. So a lot more in town. You run up along a canal. It's going to be a different experience. I don't think it changes the difficulty. It's just a different kind of difficult, especially with, it presents a lot of navigational hazards tomorrow for sure.
Well, seeing that my sister and I are doing most of it without a guide, the most frightening part for me lately has been all the city noise that's encroached upon my trail. The background noise has changed. It's like there's not cows mooing in the background. And when I sing, people tell me to shut up from above. There's all this city noise going on. And tomorrow, there's definitely some scary road crossings and, like you said, navigational cross the road, where's the next marking? But I think that's the hardest thing for living with a disability is to make everyday work. So if I lived in this area and I wanted to be part of this trail, then how would I have access to it? And I know that a lot of people don't even consider that kind of thing. How to get to the trail. You just get in your car and you go.
And you just show up.
You just show up and you make it happen.
Mm-hmm. And you follow the markers.
And you follow the markers that are invisible and on a tree.
Yeah.
Exactly. We were talking about braille markers on trees. Can you imagine?
Yeah, take forever.
Today we found the place where they put the very first Bruce Trail marker. There was a sign that said in 1967 this was where the very first Bruce Trail blaze was put. So that was kind of cool. I didn't stay too long. There was 10 million bugs. Stupid bugs.
No, barely any on the trail.
Okay, so very last question. Tomorrow, when we get to Queenston Heights, what was it like for you when you were finally within reach of the cairn?
Unreal. Yeah, it takes a long time to process it. A lot of people think it's that moment that you touch it is this massive release that you're done and everything that you've spent, years working towards and hours, thousands of hours training towards. It's just like, boom, the reward is there.
It's not the way it works.
Not the way it works. A lot of it is there, you're done, but it feels so unreal. You expect this big surge of energy to come through you that, look, well, I've just accomplished all of this, but, the empowerment from it really doesn't come till later when you sit down and, your dark nights sitting at home and thinking about things and you start to face problems in life and then you relate them to what you've just done. And then that motivation carries you through. So it's definitely, the most important moment isn't the one where you touch the rock cairn, but it's what you take with you afterwards.
We crossed this bridge today near the end because I know you only joined us for the last couple of miles there, but there was this graffiti on the side of the bridge. I don't know if you saw it. It said, "It is a metaphor." And I thought that's perfect. It's fitting. Because the Bruce Trail was a challenge. It was an awareness campaign. But the whole thing is a metaphor for life. And all the things you can do as long as you set your mind to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to sign off by saying once and for all that this was all your fault. And that you are the biggest jerk in the world. And regardless of that, thank you very much.
Very welcome, my pleasure.
And I'll see you tomorrow at the Karen.
Yes, we will.
Okay, last time we run on the Bruce for this whole adventure.
Yeah, for this adventure.
For this adventure, that's right. Okay, signing off. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.